Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'ilo Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leah Bas Yaakov.
The Gemara in Daf Yitzayin Amud Aleph says, Ikad Amri, Ki Amrit Kamei de Shmuel, when they said in front of Shmuel, the Gemara that Reb Asi said, that Akum Shekidish Bezman Azadah Choshin Lekidushin, Shema Me'asar Sashvatim Hu, Rechoshesh, that he's Jewish, and it's from the Aseret HaShvatim, Amruhu lo yizazu misham achasom oivdi kochavim gemurim, that they didn't leave from there until they made them goyim gemurim shnemar b'ashem b'godu kibonim zarim yolodu. They were bigger than Hashem, they betrayed the Rebbeinu Shalom, kibonim zarim yolodu. And therefore they have dinim of goyim, they're not Jewish, and there's no chashash for their kedushin. Now, the Gemara seems to be saying that on people that were Jews, they were mafkia the Yiddishkeit. They took Yidden and they were mafkia the Yiddishkeit. They married into Goyim and therefore they were branded as non-Jews. The Karen Ayer is misupik if the Gemara means just in regards to Kedushin, that they can't be Mekadosh Nisha, the Taka are Yidden. But as far as Kedushin is concerned, they can't be Mekadosh because Lagabe that they have Dinim of Goyim. Or it means, in all regards, they entirely lost their Yiddishkeit and they have a din of Goyim Gemurim. And he says that's mashma the Gemara like that. He says it's possible this was done al pi Ruach HaKadosh. It wasn't that the Chachamim took away the Yiddishkeit. It was done al pi Ruach HaKadosh. Now, we find in Yerodea Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Lagabe the Isser of being Malva Beribis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kusim Yesh Lahem Din Mumer Levedis Kechavim. Kusim have a din of a mumur to Avodah Zarah, that the halach is you can be malva them beribis, but you can't borrow from them beribis. They're not mamish goyim. The Shach, however, argues on the Mechaber, and he paskins that based on the different gemaras we find in Shas, that they were geyser on kusim, ve'asom ka'evdi kachavim gemurim, they were made entirely like goyim, the halach is that they have a din of a goy. Bein lahakol, bein lahachmer. They entirely became goyim. They at one point were Jews. The geirus was a true geirus. However, Chazal were geizer and mafkia. They're Yiddishkeit entirely. There is such a musik that if Chazal decided they want to be mafkia, the Yiddishkeit of a person or a group, they can take people who have a din of Yid and be mafkia, the Yiddishkeit, and make them into goyim gemurim. The Karanaya here sends us to a marshal. On the previous Amud, after Zayin Amud Beis, on Tosfos Divrei HaMasal HaMeiroi, it's mashma the same way, that if a Jew was nitva ben a goyim, he became mixed up by the goyim, he lost his Jewish identity, Chazal mafkia his Yiddishkeit from him, and he had a din of a goy. The Karen Ayro also quotes Rabbeinu Avraham HaGadol that the Shilta Gibayim brings in the end of the fourth parak of Yevamos, that if a man was nifter, and he left his wife to be nifa liibum, and her Yavam, the brother-in-law, that's Oymet to Yibum, is a Mumer. Rabbeinu Avraham HaGadol says that there is no Zika at all. She can marry Lashuk, and he's not Zikik, not for Yibum, not for Chalitza. Says it's impossible. Somebody who is Bo on a Goy, or a Goy that's Bo al Yisrael, cannot be Pagan by. Therefore, there is no Zika. Not only is he not Zikik her, he's offered to make a bina. He's a din of a goy. You see, Rabbeinu Avraham HaGadol learned that a mumr has a din of a goy. Now, it's not pashut. You see, there are shurim that argue about kopanim. We see the musig that somebody who is yotzei machlal Yisrael, he does averus, he has a din of a mumr. The halacha is that in certain cases, he has a din of a goy. Now, it doesn't mean it's not a mumr lover echad. Obviously, he's somebody who's yotzei machlal Yisrael and gansan. But such a case, we see that he has a din of a goy. He bechlal loses his Yiddishkeit, as we find such a Gemara over here. However, in that case of Rabbeinu Avraham HaGadol that the Shulchan Aruch brings, there are many Rishonim, if not most Rishonim, disagree. But al kopanim, there is a musig that we find in our Gemara and other places by Kusim that Chazal were able to mafkia Yiddishkeit from people who didn't act as Yidden at all. We learned in the Mishnah that Eishes Achav Shleya by Lamai is not early Libum, she's an Erva. Not only that, she patrus tzarasa. The Gemara asks, Eishes achav shleihai bai lamai heichak siva. Where does it say in the Torah that Eishes achav shleihai bai lamai is potter and usher to do evil. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Omer Kro, Ki Yeshu Ach Miyachtav, Shehoi Salem Yeshiva Achas Boilam. We learn from a pasuk that Ki Yeshu Ach Miyachtav, it's mashmah that they lived together at one point. If the brother that was married to the woman and died before the next brother was born, it's not a yeshiva achas ba'olam. Tosfos asks a kasha. The Gemara asks how you know Eishes Achav Shel Divrei Lomo is not a libum, and the Gemara brings a pasuk for that. What do you need a pasuk? We know it from the Rechel Darchei Noyam. The Gemara says in the Pesayin Amud Beis that if Reuven married a woman and he died, and he had children from her, and the woman is not a libum, she has children. What happened? The children died afterwards. It says that she's not Eil Yimum. Why? Because the Rachel Darchei Noyam. It's not Darchei Noyam that she should be mutter to marry and then something else happens and she comes to Usher to marry. So here too, when she was Neifel Liibum, in theory, when her husband died, there was nobody to be Avimer. She didn't have a brother-in-law. He wasn't Ba'olam. So how is it possible that after she's mutter Lashuk, she can marry anybody she pleases? A new brother to her husband is born, will say that she's Eile Imum now. How is that possible that she should be Mutter and then become Usser afterwards? It's not Darchei Noyam. Just as the Gemara says in Daf Pezayin, here too we should say that if it's not Darchei Noyam, she shouldn't be Eile Imum. Once she's Mutter, we can't say something else happened and it's Mechadish, a new Isser that she has to do Yivum Chalitza. So Tosfos answers. Enochanami. Really, Darchei Noyam is enough of a reason for us to say that if the brother was born after the death of her husband, she's not Eil Yibum, she's not Zakuk Yibum. The reason we need a pasuk is in a case where the mother-in-law, her husband's mother, was pregnant when her husband died. At that point, we say, it's possible there's going to be a brother. And therefore, there's no chisaron in Darchei Noyam to say that she may have to wait to see if the baby her mother-in-law has is going to be a boy. If it's going to be a boy, it's going to be a zachar, so then she'll be zachar klibum to that boy. Therefore, in such a case, it is darchei noyam. There's no reason to say, because the rechel darchei noyam, once she's mutter, she can't become osir afterwards. Here, we tell her right away, you're osir, it's your suffix osir at least. Wait, maybe it's going to be a zachar, and he'll have to do ibum and chalitza. So she was never mutter, so there's no Chisar and Darchei Noyam. For that reason, for that case, we need a pasuk to say that Eishes Achav Shel Divrei Lomoi is bechlal not zekik liibum, and therefore she is mutter. Darchei Noyam would not be mutter in such a case. That's Tosfos teretz. The Rashba answers another teretz. The Rashba answers, you don't really need a pasuk to tell me Eishes Achav Shel Divrei Lomoi is not oil liibum. It's not Darchei Noyam. For that alone, she shouldn't be a Libum. Why do we need a new Pasuk? Rashba said, I'll tell you. For a case where there are other brothers. Let's say Reuven died, and Shimon and Levi are alive, but they didn't do Yibum. Yehuda was born afterwards. In such a case, we're not going to say that it's not Darchei Noyam for her to do Yibum with Yehuda. She was always Libum. She was Zakuk Libum anyway. She was never Mutter. She had to do Yibum and Chalitza either with Shimon or Levi. She was never Mutter Lashuk. If she was never Mutter Lashuk, we're not going to say it's a Chesar and Darchei Noyam to say she was Mutter. So how could you answer her? She was never Mutter in this case. She had to anyways do Yibum or Chalitza with either Shimon or Levi. Without the pasuk of Ki Yeshu Achav Miyachtav, I wouldn't know that she's Osir to Yehuda because of Darchei Noyam. There's no Chisar in Darchei Noyam here. She, anyways, was Osir Lashuk because of the brothers that were alive at the point of her husband's death. Now the question is, why doesn't Tosfos answer like the Rashba? The Rashba's answer is very poshut. In a case where she's anyways Osir Lashuk, there are other brothers that are alive. It's not a Chisar in Darchei Noyam because she can't be married to whoever she wants anyways. She's Zakuk Libum, so that's why I need a pasuk to tell us that still she's Osir to Yehuda because he was born after Reuven's death. L'chayr, it's a very glatta svara. Why does Tosfos not want to learn like the Rashba and say that's pshat. And why does Taisa say a mechudesh neketar to the mother is, of her husband that died is pregnant? So there might be a miyabim here. Why doesn't Taisa say like the Rashba? So Rabbi Kiyager explains that Taisa here is l'shitasam and daf beis. Taisa says by a chayis isha that if Reuven was married to Leah and Shimon was married to Rachel, Leah and Rachel are sisters. And then there's Levi also. Reuven died. His wife is an erva, zachos ishtai, to Shimon. Shimon cannot be miyabim her. Now Levi could be miyabim. What happens if Rachel, the wife of Shimon, dies? So now she's mutter to Shimon. Achos ishtai is mutter after the death of one's wife. So theoretically, she should be able to be oil liibum to Shimon. Because at this point already, she's not an erva anymore. Rachel, Shimon's wife, died. Taisa says no. Kol she'einani kairba b'shas nefila yivam miyove aleha. Afterwards, there's no heter. If b'shas the nefila, when Reuven died, his wife wasn't mutter to Shimon, the yavam, there's never a heter afterwards. It's like a eshes ach she'esh leibonim. There's never going to be a heter after she was osur b'shas nefila. She's mutter to Levi, she's osur to Shimon. So Taisa says, what's the reason of that? Because we say the svar of derecha darchei noyim. It's not darchei noyim that a woman should be mutter at one point, and afterwards she has to be misyabeim or chaylitz. Now, in this case there's Levi. There's somebody else. She was never mutter l'shuk. It's just to Shimon she was aser. We don't say afterwards that now that she's mutter to Shimon because Shimon's wife died, that she's oil liibum or chalitza to Shimon. We don't say that. What's the chesaron of darchei nayam? She anyways wasn't mutter l'shuk. She had to do yibum or chalitza with Levi. Taisus holds that we'll say the svara of darchei nayam even if it's regarding one brother alone. Even if she's usher to the shuk, she has to do yibum or chalitza with Levi, but regarding Shimon, if at the point of Nefila, that means at the point of her husband's death, at Reuven's death, she was usher to Shimon, she never afterwards is ever zokuk to Shimon. If at the point of Nefila there's no Zika, the Zika cannot be restarted at a later point. It's not Darchei Noyam. So you see, Taisus' Shita is, we say the Svar of Darchei Noyam, even if it's only in regards to one brother. She's also Lashuk, but as far as this brother is concerned, she was also B'shas Nefila. Afterwards, we never say that Ezika is restarted because it's a Chasoran of Darchei Noyam. Now, to explain the Lamedus somewhat, we could say that Taisus learns that each Yavam is Zoykek by himself. It's not that there's a big picture. There's opportunity to yibum by Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Shimon's mechayev yibum, Levi's mechayev yibum, and Yehuda's mechayev yibum. Therefore, if Shimon, for whatever reason, was knocked out of the picture at first, b'shas nefila she was an achos isha, thus rejecting Shimon as a potential yavam, Shimon's zika is not possible to ever restart. It's not that Darchei Noyim. It's not that we look at her inability to marry the shuk is what defines making it a chesaron of Darchei Noyim. As we look at the general picture, is there a zika of yibum on this woman? That's not the idea. The idea, according to Taisus, is we're done each yibum separately. We say, Shimon, can you possibly do yibum? If you can't, your zika is poka. There is no more zika to you. That can never be restarted again. So it's darchei noyam to say she never had a zika to Shimon, and now Shimon is going to create a new zika? That's impossible. True, she's also to marry to the shuk because of Levi and Yehuda, but that's not the chisaron of darchei noyam. We look at each yavam individually and decide if he can't do yibum at the point of nefila, he can never be zaykik afterwards. The Isra Yavam L'shuk, in the case, let's say, Shimon, Levi and Yehuda are three potential Yavamim. In a case where Shimon cannot do Yibam, it's not that we look at the general picture and say she's still Asr L'shuk, and therefore it's not a concern of Derech Inayim if we restart the Zikov between Shimon and the Yavama. Rather, we say the Isur Yavam L'shuk is three minor Mechayivim. Shimon is a Mechayiv, Levi is a Mechayiv, and Yehuda is a Mechayiv. And if we look at Shimon's particular Mechayiv and say that it was Paka at one point, we cannot restart it because as far as Shimon is concerned, as far as Shimon's Mechayiv, that's enough of a reason to say that it's not Teichein Oyam if it was Paka to be able to restart it once again. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Mishnayis, in Perek Aleph Ois Vav, writes that although we can actually explain Tosfos over here, that Tosfos L'shitas HaMadaf Beis HaMadal that we mentioned by Achayis Isha, that there is an Indian of Darkei Noyam, even if we're talking about one brother specifically, although she's also L'shuk because of other brothers, and that's why Tosfos over here rejected the Rashba's Teretz, that it's talking about over here, Darkei Noyam wouldn't be enough because there are other brothers, and Tosfos holds, even if there are other brothers, but it's possible Darkei Noyam, even in regards to one brother, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, even if you hold like Tosfos over there in Daf Beis, that there is a musig of Darkei Noyam, even regarding one brother, it's still possible to answer like the Rashba over here and say that it's not a comparison. Because over there, in Daf Beis, factually, the Zika of Shimon was rejected because the Yavama is Achos Ishtai of Shimon. Mashenkin here, the Eishes Ach Shalei HaBai Lama was never rejected. There was never a Nefila that had a halacha that it's not possible to have a Zika over here, and therefore, once she's Usr, she stays Usr, and he can never be Zaykik again. The brother was never Ba'olam. If he was never Ba'olam, it's not possible to say that it's Darkei Noyam not to restart a Zika. It's not that she was Usr to him. There was never a Zika or a potential Zika that came into play. In such a case, it's not Muchach that if you say in Daf Beis Amud Aleph that we say that if there's a Musag of Darkei Noyam even for one brother, does that necessarily follow that by Eshe Zachav Shalei by Lama, you will also say, since there was no Zika by the Nefila, there won't be Zika afterwards, it's not a comparison. Over there, there was a Nefila, and the Zika was rejected. Over here, she was never Nefila, and for this brother, there was never a rejection to Zika, so therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, even if you hold like Tosfos Daf Beis, you could still answer like the Rashba over here and say that there's no chisaron of Darkei Noyam if there are other brothers, and she's Zakek L'shuk, and he was never rejected because he never was around. In such a case, it won't be a chisaron of Darkei Noyam, and therefore we need the pasuk of Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdav. Now, as we mentioned, Tosfos answered the kasha that the reason we need a pasuk that Eishes Achav Shalei by Lomoy is not El Libum, and it's not enough to say Darkei Noyam because she was once Mutter, so now you're going to Aser. Tosfos answers the case is that the mother-in-law, Reuven, the husband who was Nifter's mother, is pregnant with a child. We don't know if it's a Zachar or a Nekeva. So therefore we say she has to wait. And there's no Chisar in Darkei Noyam. She was never Hotel L'shuk because it's a Suffolk. She might have a boy. And she may have to wait to do even Mechalitza. For that case, the Gemara has to bring a Pasuk that Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdav, that Eish Zachar Shalei Bo Yilomoy is Bechlal, not Zekik Libum. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks a kasha on that. What do we say if the mother-in-law is pregnant? If the mother-in-law of the Shemeres Yovim is pregnant, and she has to wait to see if it's a Zohar, the klal is, we go after Reiv, and Reiv are going to be a situation where it's not Zekik Libum. Why? Because half are boys, half are girls, plus there's another miut of Mapilois, that women may miscarry. So it comes out, 51% chance that the child inside the mother-in-law's stomach is not going to be psychic libum. Since there's a raiv that says she's not psychic libum, why should she wait? And therefore, the kasha is, once again, shver, it's not Darkei Noyam. Pashtus, she's mutter to marry Lashuk. Either the mother-in-law is having a girl, or she may miscarry. It's possible she'll have a boy, but that's a miut. Most of the chances say, at least 51%, of the chances are that she will have either a daughter or a miscarry. In either of those cases, there's no Zika. So why do we say that if she's pregnant, it's not a chisaron of Darchei Noyam for her to have to wait? It should be a chisaron of Darchei Noyam. She should be mutter according to the rule that we go basaroy. V'chonin Kavit Tzaharis is very upset with Kiv Eger's Kash. He doesn't understand. If at the end of the day, there's going to be a Zohar, so it's Igloy Mils L'mafreya, retroactively we see that the Roiv was a mistake. Now, anytime we have a Roiv, Roiv gives us a right how to act. But it doesn't define the Metzius if the Metzius is different. If at the end of the day, there was a boy that was born, and not a girl, and she didn't miscarry, so she was Zohar Klibo. So why is Kiv Eger asking, go bas a Roiv, but she's risking being over an Isra, that we may actually verify that it was a Zohar, and she is a Libum. So why does Rabbi Akiva Eiger understand that if there's a Roiv, she can go ahead and marry Lashuk? True, there's a Roiv, but there's a Miut that says not like that. And she may be caught red-handed if her mother-in-law gives birth to a son. Roiv is a very nice idea when you're not going to be disproven at one point. But if you're going to be disproven, she waits a few months, she'll see that she's wrong. There's no chesaron darchei noyam to say, because it's possible she'll be disproven wrong, that she should wait. And therefore, the Rav Chanan does not understand what Rav Eger is asking. What do I care that there's a roiv? But it may be disproven by the fact that she'll give birth to a boy, and therefore, it's a gloim l'slam afreya that she was over an Yisra, therefore she has to wait. Now, to explain Rav Eger, I believe one could say that if al pidin you could be simach on roiv, true, afterwards it may be igloim l'slam afreya that she had a boy and she had to, and the Shemeres Yom had to wait. But since at the point of Nefilah, at the point of her husband's passing, she had a right to marry Lashuk based on the Roiv, she had a right to assume that her mother-in-law is not carrying a Zachar, that's going to be Zayka Klibum. Since Al-Pidin, she had a right to be Saimach on that, it's enough of a reason to say that it's not Darchei Noyam. She has a right to go ahead and marry Lashuk, be Saimach on the Roiv. True, it may be a glory Muslim afraid that she made a mistake, but since at that point she had a right to be Saimach, she had a right to rely on the din of the Torah that you could go bus a Roiv, so that's enough of a reason to say she's mutter. So she doesn't have to wait, and it's a chesor and Darchei Noyam if you tell her that she has to wait. That's Pshat and Rikiv Eger. However, Taisus doesn't hold the Rikiv Eger's teretz, obviously. Why not? Because he holds, like Rabbi Chanan Svara, that it's not a chesor and Darchei Noyam. True, al pi Roiv, she can assume that the mother-in-law is not carrying a Zachar. And a Charami. But since we have a suffix in front of us, and it's possible it'll be Gloy Muslim Afreya that she's making a mistake, it's not a chisar in Darchei Noyam. There's no lack of Darchei Noyam by waiting if there's a real suffix in front of us. True, it's 51-49%. But since there's a definite possibility that the mother-in-law is carrying a Zachar, so it's not Darchei Noyam to say wait. Even though Al-Pidin Eteresh could be Saimach, but in the Klolim, in the rules of Darchei Noyam, it's not a Chisaron Darchei Noyam to say, wait, as long as there's any serious possibility that she may be carrying a Zohar, so we tell her, wait. And if she Taka has a boy at the end, it's like, Gloy Muslim Afreya, it was a mistake. In the rules of Darchei Noyam, we don't go buster the regular rules of the Torah of Roiv. Darchei Noyam has its own parameters, and as long as we have a serious Tzad, there's a distinct possibility that she may be carrying a Zachar. So we say, wait, see what she's carrying. Aye, she could be Saimach on Roiv. True, she could be Saimach on Roiv. But since it's possible, it'll be a Gloy Muslim Afreya that it was a mistake, and she'll be returned to the state of being Zachar Kliibum, so we tell her, wait, and for that reason we need a Pasuk. Aye, she can go Basar Roiv and say, once she has a Heter of Roiv, it's Chasar on Darkei Noyam because she was Mutter. No, we're not going to say it's a Chasar on Darkei Noyam. Since there's a definite Tzad that the mother is carrying a Zachar who's going to be Zaykik Libum, it's not a Chasar on Darkei Noyam to say, wait. Now the Karenayim gives a whole different Mahalach to answer Taisus Kasha. He says, of course, she's Potter from being Oyle Libum because it's a Chasar on Darkei Noyam. The reason I need a Pasuk is because I would think, true, she doesn't have to do Yibum. But if she wants to, it should be mutter. And it's not shaykh the svara of kol shen eser shah achas shuv ein la heter. Once she's usher at one point, she doesn't have a heter. and she wasn't mutter b'shas nefila, that's not possible by Eish Sa'ach Shalaya Bailamai. He was never ba'olam to say he was Nasser b'shas nefila. So I might think, true, she doesn't have to leave him, but if she wants to, she can. Kamash Malon, no, he's considered an erva and it's also to do evil. Now the words of the Karen Ayra are a bit of a chiddush, because if she's not mutter as the Yavama, if there's no mitzvah yibum, we're only saying that if she wants to, she can. Why should that be? Why shouldn't she be a regular Eishes Achiv without the heter of yibum? L'chayr, it's a bit schwer to say that she should be able to marry Eishes Achiv Shlibay Lomai. There's no chiyuv yibum, there's no zika, but if he does marry her, there is no problem of ervas eishes achiv. Therefore, it's very understandable why Taisus rejected the teretz of the Karen Ayra. Gemara continues. Rav learns from the words kiyeshu achim, like we said, there has to be shahir la mishiva achas ba'olam. To be memayit eishes achiv shleil ba'olam, that there's no zika. What does he learn from the word yachdav? It has to be brothers who are miyuchad menachla. Prat la'ochev menayim. If it's his brother, just from the mother, they don't share a father, there is no even in such a case. Because it says yachtov, it has to be miyuchad menachla. Rashi explains, ha miyuchad menachla, haru'yin, b'yirash ze'ezze, that the yarshin, they inherit one another. Two brothers from the father inherit one from each other. If Reuben dies, and his father is not alive, so Shimon, his brother, is yarish. If their brother is just maternally, but not from the father, they're not yerish one another. Therefore, we learn that Yibum is only two brothers that are related paternally. If they're just brothers through their mother, there is no Yibum. Rabba learns that we know that they have to be brothers paternally, and brothers from merely a maternal relationship does not be mechayiv yibum. We know that from Gzeira Shava. Achen Achen. It says Kiyeshu Achim Yachtov, and it says by Bnei Yaakov Shnei Masar Achim Bnei Avinu. So just like over there, it's talking about brothers with a paternal relationship. Same way when it says Kiyeshu Achim Yachtov, it means brothers from a paternal relationship. Gemara asks, why don't we learn Gzeira Shava from Avram to Lot? Avram was his uncle, and it says Kenoshim Achem Anachnu. So you see, brothers can be considered even if it's a uncle and a nephew. So learn the Shvihibum in such a relationship also. So the Gemara says, it's not Mufna. But the Gzeir Shav of Bnei Yaakov is Mufna. And therefore we learn from the Gzeir Shav of Bnei Yaakov, and not from Lloyd, because the one of Bnei Yaakov is Mufna. So the Gemara says afterwards that really we need both drushes, also Yachtov, and also a Gzeir Shav Achim Achim from Bnei Yaakov. We need Yachtov to tell us not to learn Gzeir Shava Achim Achim from Loit, because Achim that says by Loit is also Mufna. So now that it says Yachtov, we dash in Yachtov means Ham Yuchadu Menachla, and therefore we don't learn the Gzeir Shava from Loit. Now what does Yachtov Yuchadu Menachla mean? Rashi explains, Ham Yuchadu Menachla, Shecholken Nachla Achas, Lafuki Loit Shecholken Nachla Achas. Two brothers that share the same father are Cholek one Nachla, which is Memayit, a relationship between an uncle and a nephew, lafuki loich ein cholken achlachas. A nephew and an uncle do not share one Yerusha. That's how we know not to learn Gzeira Shava Achim Achim from Avram and Loit. Now, the Rashba asks Akasha, why does Rashi understand that only two brothers are miyuchadim benachlo because they are in the same Yerusha? By an uncle and a nephew, let's say Avram and Loit, they both can theoretically yarsh in the same nachla, Terach. Avram's yarsh is his father. Loit, if his father is not alive, if Haran is not alive, also yarsh is Terach. So it comes out that they're both miyuchad and manachla, they yarsh in the same nachla. Why does the Gemara understand, according to Rashi, that they're not miyuchad and manachla because they don't yarsh in the same nachla? It is quite possible for Avram and Loit to yarsh in the same nachla, to be miyuchad and manachla in Terach's Yerusha, in the case where Lot's father, Haran, died. Now, theoretically, we can answer that it's not a kasha. Avram is Yarshin directly from Terach, while Haran gets it through Mishmush. What happens is, Haran is Yarish Bekever, and he's Mayrish afterwards to Lot. So that's not considered that Avram and Loit are yashning together. Avram and Haran are yashning together, and Haran passes on the Yerusha through what's called Mishmush to Loit. However, the Rashba understands that this is considered that Haran is Yerush directly from Terach, and it's not that he gets it through Haran. Where there is no father, the son yashens directly from the grandfather. That's evident from the Rashba's Kasha that he understands that Mishmush is not considered that it's a two-step process. Haran theoretically yarshens from Terach and then passes it on to Loit. According to the Rashba, it's clear that he understands that Loit is yarshening directly from Terach. So that's why the Rashba asked on Rashi, why does Rashi understand they're not called Miuchadim Menachla? Avram and Loit can both yarshen directly from Terach and thus should be considered Miuchadim Menachla. The Rashba himself explains the Gemara slightly differently than Rashi. And he explains that Miuchad Menachla means that two brothers that share a father always yarshin together. There's never a case where one brother yarshins and the other brother doesn't. That's called Miuchad Menachla. However, an uncle and a nephew, let's say like Avram and Loit, of course, theoretically, it's possible that they'll have a case where they both yarshin together. But since it's not necessarily the case, and it's usually actually not the case, usually it's two brothers who yarshin the father, not an uncle and a nephew, therefore they're not considered miyuchadim menachla, even though theoretically at times there may be a case where they do yarshin together. Since it's not necessarily the case, they're not considered miyuchadim menachla. Now the Rashba points out, according to this pshat in miyuchadim menachla, that means that they yarshin together, the Gemara before said that the reason two brothers that share a mother only are not considered brothers regarding Yibum because they're not Miuchadim Menachla. Rashi there said, because they're not Roy Lierish Zelazet. Each one doesn't Yarshin the other. However, according to this Mahalaf, where Rashi explained how Miuchadim Menachla means that they Yarshin together, so the Rashba asks, two brothers that share the same mother also are going to Yarshin together. There is no way for one brother from the mother to Yarshin his other brother not to be Yarshin. So why do we say that two brothers from their mother are not considered Miuchadim Menachla? The Rashba is not willing to accept that there are two Mahalchim in Miuchadim Menachla. Also that they Yarshin one another. Also that they Yarshin together. So if that's the case, the Rashba says, why do we say that two brothers that are from the same mother are not considered Miuchadim Menachla? They have to Yarshin together. There is no case where one brother will yarshin without the other, so why don't we say that two brothers that share a mother are also not considered miyuchadim menachla, according to the way he defines miyuchadim menachla, which means that they have to yarshin together, why should two brothers from the mother not be considered miyuchadim menachla? To this the Rashba answers, true, they have to yarshin together by definition. However, since generally the husband will be Yerush first. Generally, there's a husband. And there's a sheet that holds Yerusha's Habal is the Uraisa. So therefore, the husband will get the Yerusha first, and the two brothers that share a mother will not get the Yerusha. Even according to the sheet that holds Yerusha's Habal is not the Uraisa, and the husband doesn't Yerush his wife with the Uraisa, but the Uraisa, the son's Yerush, not the husband, still, it's not so shchiach for a woman to have Nechasim that belong to her, so therefore, we're not going to say that Miuchadim Menachla is Marba, two brothers that share a mother and not a father. Since generally, they're not going to Yarshin together, generally, either the husband will Yarshin, or she won't have Nechasim anyways. So Miuchadim Menachla is not going to include brothers that share only a mother. Now the Rashba brings Rabbeinu Chananel, it says, it excludes brothers that share only the same mother, and it excludes a uncle and a nephew. Now, the kavanah of what Rabbeinu Chananel means is what we tried to explain in Rashi before, that both pshatim are true. Also, miyuchadim menachla means they yarshin each other, two brothers yarshin each other, and miyuchadim menachla also means that kolshkein, they have to yarshin together from somewhere else, which excludes an uncle and a nephew that don't yarshin a Yerusha together. The Gemara continues. So we understand why we need Yachdov to tell us not to learn the Gzeir Shava Achim Achim from Loit. Now, why do we need the Gzeir Shava Achim Achim from Bnei Yaakov? Why isn't Yachdov enough? So the Gemara says, V'kos v'rechmon Yachdov ha'vamim ad miyachti ba'abo v'ima. I might think that if the Torah were just to say Yachdov and we didn't have the Gzeir Shava Achim Achim from Bnei Yaakov, I would think that they have to share both the same father and the same mother. It's not enough that they share the same father. So we learn the Gzeir Shava Achim Achim from Bnei Yaakov, where all the brothers did not necessarily share the same mother. They shared the same father and not the same mother. The Gzeir Shava comes to tell us that Yachdov doesn't teach us that they need both the same father and the same mother. The Gzeir Shava teaches us that sharing the same father is enough to constitute the din of brotherhood in regards to Yibum. So the Gemara asks, V'ha mehechatesi, why would I think that in order to be Zekik Yibum one has to be a brother that shares both the same father and the same mother? Ha Yibum v'nachla talarechmana, v'nachla mena avet v'loy mena aim. Yibum is tolu b'nachla, as the Pasuk says, V'hoya b'chashde teleid yokom ha'shem achid ha'meis. And in Daf Chav Dalet it says that Yaakov Ashev Achiv means that he yarshins, the Miyabim yarshins all the nechasim of the brother that died. So you see that Yibum is talui, it's contingent on Nachla, and a brother regarding Nachla is enough to be a brother from the father. You don't need a maternal relationship also. So why does Mora have a Havamina and need a Pasuk to tell me that it's enough to be a brother that shares the same father, and a chi of Yibum doesn't necessitate that they be brothers from the mother also? Yibum was totally in Yerusha, and Yerusha doesn't necessitate to be a brother both from the father and the mother. Being a brother from the father is enough. So the Gemara says, Halkadat Dachemina Hoyl, the Chilushu de Komishtri Erva Gabe, since the whole Musag of Yibum is a Chilush, they were matter in Ervo to the Eshes Ach, Eima ad miyachti ba'abu v'imo, tzricha. I might think that the Torah was mattered only if they share both the same father and the same mother. Tzricha, that's why I need a Gzeir Shava to tell me that it's enough if they're brothers just by sharing the same father. Now, as we mentioned, the Gemara asks, what's the Havamina to say that we need for Yibum? They should be brothers both from the father and the mother. Yibum Nachla Talarachmana, and the Nachla is enough that they're brothers from the father. Now, Rashi explains, how do you know Yibum Nachla Talarachmana? Because it says, Yalkom Alshem Achav Ameis, that the brother that's Miyabim Yarshin is the brother that was Nifter. The Rashba asks, if that's the case, what do we need before a Pasuk? Yachtov, to say that the Miyuchad Menachla, to exclude Achim and Aim, what do we need such a Pasuk for? If this is a clear Svara, that Yibam Menachla Tal Rachmana, by the fact that the brother who's Miyabim Yarshin is the brother whose wife he was Miyabim, we see that it has the same parameters as Hilchas Yerusha. So why don't we need a Pasuk Yachta to tell me that brothers from the mother who are not Miyuchad Manachla do not cause a Chi of Yibum? We should know that without the Pasuk of Yachta. We should know that from the words Yaakov Al Shemach Vameis, that Yibum Manachla tell Rachman. Why do we need no Pasuk to tell us that maternal brothers are not Zoykik Yibum? So the Rashba therefore understands that Yoko Moshe Mach Vameis doesn't mean that it's a Yerusha Dikadin. The whole halacha of Yibum is one who can Yarshin does Yibum. All the Pasuk is saying, whoever is Miyabim Yarshins, but not that it's a Tnai, that it's a direct cause. One who is Yairish is the one who's Miyabim. It's possible for a brother who normally doesn't Yarshin, Achman O'Aim, can also do Yibum. And the Torah afterwards gives him the Yerusha. Yoko Moshe Mach Vameis means, if he did Yibum, he will get the Nachla, the Yerusha, of the brother whose wife was Miyabim. But it doesn't mean that it's a Tanai that's a determining factor in who actually can do Yibum. Therefore, the Rashba rejects Rashi's Pshat in what the Gemara said, that the possibility to Yarshin is one of the determining factors of Yibum. Rather, it's just a Dinah. The Torah gave the Nechasim to the brother that's Miyabim. That's why there is a Havmina to say that Achim and Aim could also do Yibum. And that's why we need a pasuk. Therefore, the Rashba is not willing to learn like Rashi, that when the Gemara says Yibum Menachat Al Rachmana means that whoever does Yibum has to be somebody who can do Yerusha. How does the Rashba explain the Gemara? He explains that Yibum Menachat Al Rachmana means from that Gemara that we previously mentioned. It says Yachtav, and the Gemara Darshan is Lafuki Achim and Aim, because it means after brothers that are Miyuchad and Benachla, brothers who Yarshan together, Now that works whether they're brothers from the father alone or brothers from the father and the mother. So since the Torah said miuchad menachla and brothers from the father suffice to make them miuchad menachla, therefore why should we have a havamina that they need to be brothers both from the mother and the father? Aheribum benachla tel rachmana means that the Gemara says they have to be miuchad menachla, and brothers from the father are miuchad menachla even if they do not share the same mother. That's how the Rashi learns the Gemara. Now to explain Rashi, why he understands that Yochum Alshem Ochiv HaMeis will be enough of a raya to say that Yibum is contingent on who does Yerusha, who Yarshins, because the Miyabim Yarshins, the Nechosim of the one that was Nifter, we say that it's clearly totally in who Yarshins normally, which one another, which are brothers from the father, and the Rashba understands that's not enough of a proof that they have to be brothers from the father in order to be Mechayiv Yibum. It could be brothers from the mother also Mechayiv Yibum. And if such a brother was Miyabim, he would be Yerush Tanachlo of the brother that was Nifter. L'chayra, to explain this Machlaikis, we can be titled this in a Hakira that we should clear. The halacha that a Yobam is Yerush, the Yerusha of the brother that was Nifter. How do we understand that? We can explain it in two different ways. We can explain that it's the general case of Yerusha where one brother yarshins as a brother. Just normally, if there are, let's say, five brothers and one brother was Nifter and there's no father, so the Yerusha is divided equally amongst the other brothers. However, by Yavam, since he's the one who stepped up and took the place of the brother with his Nifter, the Torah gives him all the halakim of the Nechasim of the brother that was Nifter. That's one way to explain it. That it's the standard, classic case of Yerushas Ach. Just, the only difference is, he yarshins everything instead of just his chelek amongst the brothers. Because he was Yochum Al-Shem Achiv HaMeis, he took over entirely. But again, it's regular Yerushas Ach. We could learn a different way. We could learn that the Yerusha of a Yavam has nothing to do with regular Yerushas Ach. It's a new type of Yerusha, that the Torah was machadish by Yavam. There's Yerusha's father to the son to the father. There's Yerusha between brothers. The Torah in Parshas Pinchas writes a whole list of Seder Yerusha. That's possible. Yerusha from a wife to a husband, according to the Man D'Omer, the Yerusha Sabal D'Raisa. That has nothing to do with Yerusha of paternal lineage. The Torah was machadish in Parshas Kiseitze. A new kind of Yerusha. Yochum Al-Shem Ochiv HaMeis, that the Yavam is Yairish, the Nechasim of the one that was Nifter. It has nothing to do with the Parsha of Yerusha in Parshas Pinchas. These two Mahalchim and understanding, Yerusha's Yavam, can explain the Machlaikis Rashi and the Rashba. Rashi understood the Parsha of the Mahalch and Yerusha's Yavam is the regular Parsha of Yerusha's Achim. Just over here, the Torah gave the entire Yerusha to the Yavam, but it's based on the Parsha of Yerusha's Ach in Parshas Pinchas. Therefore, when the Torah says Yochum Hashem Achiv HaMeis, we know the Torah says he gets the Yerusha. And we know that Yerusha's Yavam, according to Rashi and Svar at least, is going to be the Yerusha of Parshas Pinchas, just with an added point that he gets the entire Yerusha. So Yochum Hashem Achiv HaMeis is enough of a proof that it has to be brothers that share the same father. It has to be a brother who can theoretically yarshin as an ach in Parshas Pinchas. However, the Rashba understands that Yerusha's Yavam has nothing to do with the Parsha of Yerusha and Parshas Pinchas. It's an entirely new Parsha of Yerusha. It's its own entity. Therefore, theoretically it's possible for a brother from the same mother, not the same father, to also yarshin the Nifter if he's Miyabim. It's a new Parsha and has nothing to do with the Seder Yerusha in Parshas Pinchas. Therefore, Yochum Hashem Achiv HaMeis will not be enough to prove that they have to be brothers from the same father. It could be they normally cannot yarshin each other. Just the Torah would theoretically be mechadish a din of Yibum between brothers that share the same mother, not the same father. That would also allow to have the brother who is Miyabim be Yerush Tanachasim of the brother whose wife is Miyabim, because it's a new halacha. It's a halacha of Yerusha's Yavim that has nothing to do with the regular halacha of Yerusha and Parshas Pinchas, and therefore it would not be a steer to have Miyarshin his brother's nechasim, even though, if not for the halacha of Yibam, he wouldn't bechlal be considered his yerush, as he's a brother from the mother. Therefore, the Rashba learned that the Gemara's raya of Yibam menachal tel rachmana is not from Yochum Hashem Achla Meis, it's from the Gemara before that they have to be miyuchadim benachla, and therefore the Gemara knew as a davar pashut that Yibam menachal tel rachmana, and that's why the Gemara was able to ask, what do we need a pasuk of Yachta for? From the fact that they're miyuchadim benachla, we know that they don't have to be related both from the father and the mother. The Gemara answered, what do we need the Gzeir Shava for? We know that Yibam is benachal tel rachmana, and there's no reason to have a havamina that they have to be both brothers from the mother and the father to necessitate Yibam. So the Gemara answered that, Hoyil, the Chidushu, since it's a Chidush, that the Torah was Matar and Erva, we might think that they have to be brothers both from the mother and the father. That's why we need the Gzeir Shava Achanachim to say that brothers from the father are enough to be Mechayiv and Matar Yibam. Now the Rashba asks the Kasha. The Gemara says, "Hoyl v'chidushu the kamishti erva gabei." Since it's a chidush over matter and erva, you might think you have to be miyuchad both in the mother and the father together. They have to share both the same father and the same mother. The Rashba asks, "As far as just the opposite, if you're telling me it's a chidush that the Torah was matter and erva, and that's why I might think they have to be brothers both from the same father and the same mother, if the vart is that it's a chidush in the erva." And you need a special heter, so then try to make the chiddush as small as possible. Say that Yibam is only from a brother from the father, and not from the father and the mother. The more closely related they are, the more shame erevot is, and the more of a chiddush is to be matir. Why would I think that because it's a chiddush, they have to be super close? Just the opposite. Because it's a chiddush, I would say they should be only half-brothers. That's what the Rashba asks on the Gemara's Havamina. So the Rashba answers that Yibum is based on Kurva. It's based on closeness of a relationship. Therefore, since it's a Chiddush, what the Gemara means is because it's a Chiddush that the Torah was Matar and Erva, and it's based on the closeness of the relationship between the brothers, I might think they have to be brothers with a very close bind, both from the father and the mother. And brothers just from the father would not be enough. Kamash Blon, the Gzeir Shavav, Achim Achim, tell us that even though they're brothers just from the father, that's considered enough achva to make them be considered close enough to do Yibum. Now the Ramban answers a bit differently. The Ramban answers the Rashba's kasha. What's the havamina I would need that they should be brothers from both the father and the mother to necessitate Yibum? If anything, it should be just the opposite. The Ramban answers, and this is his lashon. B'lav kushi, it's not a kasha. D'ilav gzeir shova, if not for the gzeir shova, stam achim na avim na'im mashma. Normally, when the Torah says the word ach, it means a brother from the father and the mother. So when the Torah says ki yeshu achim yachta, I would think that it has to be brothers that share both father and mother. If you're going to be mayit any kind of brother, I'd say be mayit a half-brother. That's why we need the gzeir shava achin achin to tell us that even a half-brother, as long as they share the same father, are mechayiv yibum. There's a slight tik that one can ask on the Ramban. According to the Ramban, the ikar reason I would think that we need brothers to be brothers both from the mother and the father in order to mechayiv yibum is because when the Torah says achim, it means brothers both from the father and the mother generally. So what is the Gemara saying? Because it's a chiddush, you might think the Torah is mechadish to be matir erevaseishes achim, so that's why they have to be both brothers from the father and the mother. According to the Ramban, the ikar havamina is because the Torah said achim, and achim generally means such brothers. Now we could say that really there's no svar to make such a distinction between a brother from the father or the brother from the father and the mother. But since it's a chidush, then I'll say that the Torah said achim, the Torah meant a davka. That's one way you could explain the Ramban in the words of the Gemara, that they work in tandem. However, it could be there's a deeper way to explain the Gemara according to the Ramban, and with that the words may fit even better. There is an Or Sameach in Kuntres Zika. Or Sameach wrote a Kuntres on Yonai Zika before Hilchas Yibum in Or Sameach. And in Ois Lamites, he explains the Gemara a bit differently. So Or Sameach explains the Gemara's Havmina, Sakdai Tachmina Hoyel Bechilishu, that the Torah was Matar and Erva, so you might think they have to be brothers both from the father and the mother. Or Sameach says a very Mukhilish to Gemahalach. He says, generally the understanding by Yibum is that there's a mitzvah to do Yibum. The Torah wants the brother to marry his brother's wife. So, the Torah, kibyachol, is mevater on the Isser of Eshesach in order to get to the mitzvah of Yibum. It's, so to speak, collateral damage. The Torah is willing to give up the Isser of Eshesach in order to get to the mitzvah of Yibum. The Samech says, no, that's not pshat. He brings you Rishalmi, and he really learns that's Taishin Taishin Daftal Roman Aleph, and Taishin says that Yibum with the Isser of Eshesach is mitzvah sebekach, that the gather of Yibum vis-a-vis the Isser of Eshesach are not two separate things. The Isser of Eshesach is gufa gairim the zika of Yibum. Yibum by definition is a heter on the Isser of Eshesach. Eshesach is gairim the zika, it's gairim the mitzvah of Yibum. Without the Isser of Eshesach, there would be no mitzvah of Yibum. It wouldn't be possible for there to be a mitzvah of Yibum if there wasn't an Isser of Eshesach. That's how we learn Taisus in the Avdal of Mitzvosi Bekach. That the lav is gufa gairim the heter. You cannot be mekayim the mitzvah without the Isser. Now according to that Hanacha, when the Gemara says that we learn Yibum by brothers from the father, from the limud of Miuchad Menachla, at that pasha doesn't have to be exclusively brothers from the father. Kolshkein, it's kail brothers from the father and the mother. They're definitely Miuchad Menachla. There's not as far to say that the Torah said it's Yibum just by brothers from the father and not by brothers from the father and the mother. Now if that's the case, I can make an argument and say that it have to be brothers from the father and the mother. It has to be the ultimate Erva of Eshesach, since the Isser of Eshesach is gufu what's matir and brings about the mitzvah of Yibum. So I would say that if the Torah says not every brother is an achva that causes Yibum, I would think it has to be the ultimate in achva, the ultimate in brotherhood that causes the heter and the mitzvah of Yibum, because the Isser of Eshesach is gufa what causes and what allows the mitzvah and the heter of Yibum. That's how the Aras Mech reads the Gemara. I might think that it has to be such an ervas eshes achiv that is the most erva possible because the whole thing is a chiddush and the erva gufa is what's matter. So I might think it has to be the most erva of eshesach possible. Tzrichos, that's why I need a gzeira shavu. Tell me now that it's enough to facilitate the mitzvah and the heter of Yibum, even if they're just brothers that share the same father and not the same mother. Now it could be the Ramban doesn't want to take the Or Samech Sora so far to say that I would think it has to be a super Isser of Eshes Ach in order to be Matir and be Mechayiv Yibum. Isser Eshes Ach from the father is enough of a reason to be considered an Erva that's Matir, the Erva of Eshes Ach. It's enough of a Siba to be Mechayiv Yibum based on the Limud of Miuchad Menachla. I wouldn't say a Svara to say that the Torah says Miuchad Menachla and it has to be also with a mother. The Ramban holds it's not a Svara. However, it could be that Raman does hold of this Svara of the Arsa Me'achanof that the Isser Erva is Gufu, what facilitates and is matter the mitzvah of Yibum. Raman reads like this. The Torah says, Ki Yeshu Achim, Stam Achim, and the Torah means brothers that share a father and a mother. So it could be that's the Erva that the Torah meant to be matter mitzvah of Yibum. Since the Erva of Eshes Ach, according to the Arsa Me'achanof, now we want to say that Raman is also made to that Svara, is Gufu what's Gairim, the mitzvah and the heter of Yibum. So the Gemara reads like this. The Torah says, Keshu Achim. Achim generally mean brothers that share a father and a mother. So that's the Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk. And Miuchad Menachla would be enough to include brothers that just share a father. But since Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk of the word Achim means brothers that share a father and a mother, and it's a Chiddush, like the Arsa Me'achanof learns, the Isser or Ervas Eshes Achim is Gufu what's Matir Yibum. So I might think, if the Torah says Achim, and Achim generally means such a Ervas Eshes Achim that's from the father and the mother, and I need that erva to be matir yibum, so I would say that when the Torah says achim, Torah means dafka achim, that share both a father and a mother. And it's not enough to say this that miuchad menachla is enough that they share the same father. Could be the Torah demands such an erva that the pasuk is l'chayr meaning by pashup shat, brothers that share a father and a mother. Tzricha, therefore I need the gzeir shavu to tell me the Torah says achim, it doesn't mean dafka achim that are from the father and the mother. It's enough achim, the share a father, that's enough of an iser erva to be gairim, the heter and mitzvah of yibum. That would be explaining the Ramban with the Gemara according to the Mahalach of the Arsa Me'ach. But like we said, we can learn the Ramban Pashut that since the Torah means Achim, and generally Achim means brothers, the share father and a mother, so it's a Chiddush, I might say, minimize the Chiddush to as little as possible, and since the Pasuk means Achim, brothers, share father and mother, so that's what the Pasuk is talking about and nothing else.
The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shemeres Yobim Shemesa, a Shemeres Yobim that died, Mutar Bima.
Reuven was married to Leah, Reuven died, Leah was married to Shimon. Then Leah died, Shimon may marry Leah's mother. And we don't say that she's considered like his mother-in-law because there was a Zika between Leah and Shimon. Rav Huna paskins ain't Zika. But the Gemara asks, why does Rav Huna have to say a story that Shemeres Yom Shemeres Mutar Be'imo? Let him say Halacha Kedivrei Meir Inziko, which Rashi explains as the Shita Sachachamim that argue in Rebbe Ben Beseir says that one may not marry a Chizku Kasi, and the Chum say one may. So you see the Chum don't hold of Yesh Ziko. So the Gemara answers, it could be Rav Huna would simply say Ein Ziko. We think that he holds that only in a case where there are two brothers, where there are two Yavam, Shimon and Levi. But in the case of there's just one Yavam, we might think that Rav Huna holds Yesh Ziko. That's why you have to say the story Shemeres Yom Shemeres Mutar Be'imo. So the Gemara asks, let him say Halacha Kedivraimer Ein Ziko even by one, which Rashi explains the Shitzah of Akiva that holds that Yavam can't be made for Nadorim for Shemeres Yavam even if there's only one Yavam. Rashi learns it means Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Meir that the Gemara brings later on. Or says, if he would say Ein Ziko even by one Yavam, I might think that it's Mutal Latal Mitzvah Yavman, and Lekatchil can go ahead and marry the mother of his Shemeres Yavam even when she's alive. Kamash Malan, that only after she died. Well, she's still alive, it's also for him to do that because Osher Latal Mitzvah Yavman. That's the synopsis of the Shakal Tari in the Gemara. Now, there are several different shittas that come out of the sugya. In order to summarize the different shittas we saw in the Gemara so far, there's one shitta that holds Yesh Zika. That's shittas of Rebbe Ben Beseir, whether there's two Yavamin or one Yavam, Rebbe Ben Beseir holds Yesh Zika. And therefore, if Leah falls Liibum to Shimon and Levi, neither one may marry a relation to Leah, not Leah's sister, not Leah's mother. And more than that, if Leah dies, neither may marry Leah's mother. Because Yesh Zika, and there's a Zika, a bit of issues, between Leah and the two potential Yavamin, and neither may marry her mother, even if she dies. The second Shita is that Yesh Zika, but that's only if there's one brother. If there are two Yavamin, there's Ein Zika. That is Shitas Rabbi Yeshua on Daf Chof Tes, that he could make Hafaras Nadarim, if there is only one Yavam and not two, according to the Shita and the Gemara, that Hafaras Nadarim was totally in Zika. The Gemara afterwards explains the Machlekes a bit differently. You have to see the Sugya in Nadarim Yafai and Dalid. But according to that understanding of the Sugya Al Kaponim, there is a Shita that holds that there is Zika by one and not by two. The third Shita is that ain't Zika at all, even if there's only one Yavam. That's Shitas Reb Meir and Reb Gamliel that are brought later on in the sugya on Daf Yuches Amud Aleph, or as Rashi says, Shita Rabbi Akiva on Daf Chof Tes, that Hafaras Nadarim is not possible to be done by Yavam, even if there's only one Yavam. And Rashi explains because he holds Ein Zik even by one Yavam. But the Chacham that argue in Yom Seira and hold that there's no problem for Levi to be Kaines Leah Achois Kukasai against Shita Rabbi Seira can hold that Ein Zika by two Yavamim, but if there's one Yavam, there's no raya that they hold Ein Zika. Therefore, the sheet that holds Ein Zika, even by one, must be either Rabbi Akiva by Hafaras Nadarim that Rashi mentions, or the way the other Rishonim learn, Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Meir, that the Gemara is going to say later on in the sugya. Still, according to the Gemara so far, there is sheet that holds that Ein Zika, even by Chad, still holds that also Levat Mitzvah Yavman, that while the Shemeres Yavam is still alive to go ahead and marry her sister or her mother to Levat Mitzvah Yibum, that even this Shita holds it's also Levat Mitzvah Yavman. Now, in the last Taisus in the Yom, Taisus Dir Maschal Avol, Taisus writes, even in Gamliel it says, later on, Daf Yuches Amud Aleph, in a case where Reuben was married to Leah, and Shimon, his brother, was married to Rachel, who's Leah's sister, but she's a Ketana. It's only Kiddush Emiyun. It's not real Kiddushin. And Reuven died. So he has an option. He can either be Miyabim, Leah, and leave Rachel, who's not really Mekudash Atem, it's only Kiddush Rabbanan, Kiddush Emiyun. Or he could stay with Rachel, and thus, by default, Leah's Zika is Poka, gets undone. Gamliel says he's allowed to stay with Rachel, who's his wife, only Midrabbanan, and automatically the Zika of Leah to him will be Paka. So what's happening in effect is he's being Mevatel Mitzvahs Yavmin. He's not going to do even Rachalitza to Leah because he's going to stay with his wife Rachel, who's eventually going to be Mekudesh Estim Adiraisa, and by default Leah's Zika is going to be Paka. So Lachur, we have a Shita that holds Mutar Levatel Mitzvahs Yavmin. That's Lachur Shita's Reb Gamliel. So Taisa says no. Reb Gamliel also is Maida that also Levatel Mitzvahs Yavmin. Over here, Rav Gamliel says he could stay with her because he's already married to her. He's married to Rachel. True, she's only Mekudeshes Midrabanan. And Leah's Zika is in fact intact. and by staying with her, eventually Leah's zik is going to be nifkan, he's being mevatel mitzvah yavmin. Still, we say, since she's married to him already, we let her stay. But in a normal case, when Leah's also maida, that also levatel mitzvah yavmin lekatchila. That's Taisvis that holds that there's no such a sheet that holds mutter levatel mitzvah yavmin. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba holds that the Gamliel holds mutter levatel mitzvah yavmin. There's no iser to mevatel mitzvah yavmin. V'haraya, he can stay with Rachel, and he doesn't have to leave her in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum Rachalitza with Leah. He brings a raya also from the Gemara on David Chesom at Aleph, where we find the case where Gamliel holds that if there are two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, married Leah and Rachel, and they both died, and there are two Yevam and Levi and Yehuda, it says that do Chalitza and they can't do Yibum. Why? Because if Levi does Yibum on Leah, and then Yehuda dies, so it comes out that Rachel never had either Yibum or Chalitza. So it's a bitul mitzvah yavmin. That's Shitas Remeir. Reb Gamliel says, no, it's not a problem. They can do Yibum, each one to a different sister. And we're not chayshet that when Levi does Yibum, Yehuda might die, and therefore the second Yevama is going to wind up without Yibum Rachalitza. Reb Gamliel holds, it's not a problem of bitul mitzvah yavmin. So the Rashi brings a raya from there that Reb Gamliel Bechlal doesn't hold of this Isra of bitul mitzvah yavmin. The Ritva says, no, it's not a raya Bechlal. The reason Reb Gamliel lets over there to do Yibum for Levi to Leah and Yehuda to Rachel, and we're not chayshet that might come out a bitul mitzvah yavmin, it's because Levi is being Isaac in mitzvah yibum. If he's being Isaac in mitzvah yibum, we're not chayshet for bitul mitzvah yavmin. He's doing a yibum, even if it's just in Leah, we're chayshet maybe Rachel's going to wind up without a yibum. We don't care. But in a general case, of course, Reb Gamliel is worried about bitul mitzvah yavmin. L'chayr, we could say the machlekes, the Rashba and the Ritva, is totally in a chakir that we can clear. Yesh lachkar. When Chazal say Osher Levatel Mitzvahs Yavmin, what's pshat? Is that based on regular klal? If a person could do mitzvah sitzes, it shouldn't be mevatel the opportunity to do the mitzvah. He could do mitzvahs lulav, it shouldn't be mevatel the opportunity. So here also, don't be mevatel the opportunity of doing mitzvah yibum. Or it can be explained differently. There's no chiyuv unless there's a situation at hand where there is yibum or chalitza possible. There's no halacha that one must allow himself the opportunity. It's, although the Shita holds Ein Zika, still there is some sort of slight minor Zika that is still around. Because of that slight Zika, that doesn't aser Kreivais, it doesn't make it as if she's married to him, but Lagabi, this Isra of being Matal Mitzvah Yavman, that much Zika there is. And that's Meduik in the Gemara on Daf Shin Chas Amud Aleph. The Lashon of the Gemara is, V'ein Zika Tibatel, that if there's no Zika, we should be able to be Matal Mitzvah Yavman. That's also Mashman our Gemara also. Gemara says, V'leim HaLocha K'divri Yomer Ein Zika, Afilu B'chad. So the Gemara answers, if I would say that, I would think that it's Mutra L'Matal Mitzvah Yavman. L'chayr Tzarechin, what does one have to do with the other? There is a din that there's no Zika, and then there's another halacha that one cannot be mevatel mitzvah yavmin. It seems meduyik from the Gemara that the halacha of Zika and the halacha of also levatel mitzvah yavmin are interrelated. However, the pashas are two separate dinim. It could be there's no Zika, and yet there's a halacha that also levatel mitzvah yavmin. We could say that the Rashba and the Ritva are arguing in this chakira. The Rashba holds that also levatel mitzvah yavmin is a halacha in Zika. It's based on Zika. So therefore, if Reb Gamliel holds there's no Zika at all, so there won't be any issue to be mevatel mitzvah yavmin. If that's the case, it's not possible to say that Reb Gamliel really holds also levatel mitzvah yavmin. Just if Levi is being Isaac in a yibum of Leah, we don't care about that he's going to be mevatel a mitzvah yibum of Rachel, because he's being Isaac in a mitzvah of yibum anyways. If it's based on a din zika, these svaras don't help. The Ritva says he's doing a mitzvah anyways, so we're mevater on the also levatel mitzvah yavmin. If it's based on a halacha of Zika, that there is always some slight Zika, and for that reason we're not allowed to do any act that may cause a bitul mitzvah yavmin. So what difference does it make that he's doing a mitzvah of Yibum in regards to Leah? He still is going to possibly mevatel a mitzvah yavmin in regards to Rachel. That svara won't fly according to this side of the Chakira, that it's based on Zika. However, the Ritva understands that also levatel mitzvah yavmin is a klolistik halacha and kolot erikulu. It's like nothing mevatel any other mitzvah. If that's the case, the Ritva can make an argument. The Reb Gamliel holds normally also levatel mitzvah yavmin. However, if he's being Isaac in the midst of Yibum for Leah, we're not going to care that he's theoretically maybe being mevatel the mitzvah yavmin from Rachel. He's being Isaac in a mitzvah, so we're going to be mevatel on different mitzvahs.
just as a dugmar chayka, oisik mitzvah, pachar mena mitzvah. You don't have to be misyaches to what he may lose the mitzvah of Yibum for Rachel while he's being oisik in the mitzvah of Yibum for Leah. If it's a din in zika, that there is some slight zika, that even according to the man number ain't zika, but that much zika there is that you can't be mevatel entirely, such as far will make a difference. And that's how the Rashba learns. Therefore, the Rashba says, from Gamliel, Daf Yud Ches, we see that he allows Levi to be miyabim Leah, even though he may be, by doing that, be mevatel, mitzvah yabim from Rachel. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't care, it's mochach that he holds, there's no shalach of osho levatel mitzvah yabim at all, and therefore the Rashba argues in Taisvus.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.